Blog Talk Radio.
44 years of sharing. Dr. Jim Bachman, Greensburg, Pennsylvania. So you can probably locate geographically what part of the country I'm from when I refer to you folks as Ewans. So that being said, 44 years of sharing. What does that mean? Well, let me tell you my story, how I got involved in natural health care, and perhaps, hopefully, something that I say is going to hit home for you or someone that you know or someone that you love. But first, we have some housekeeping details to disclose. First of all, number one, we're not diagnosing. Number two, we're not treating disease with anything, with nutrition, with chiropractic. We are not treating disease or diagnosing. What we are doing is educating, educating, educating. And it's very, very important that you understand that there may be hope and there may be help available for you. And the bigger picture that I want to bring forth is the fact that it is, in my opinion, the most important insurance policy for health is take the steps preventatively first, follow the rules of nature, and it's so much easier to stay healthy than wait till you get sick and then try to get healthy. And that's what we're going to discuss today, and it's something that's close to my heart because I almost lost my life on a couple occasions. And I want to share that, and perhaps you can avoid it. And I was having a difficulty with stomach reflux. Yeah, you probably know someone who has problems with stomach reflux or have problems with chronic indigestion. I was in college, and I was working full-time and going to school full-time, so it was a pretty full day. And as a result of it, my body just got to the point where it couldn't actually promote good health. So I have a cousin who's a medical doctor, and he lives in the Pittsburgh area. So I trusted him, so I went to see him. And here's what he told me. He said, you have, after doing all his x-rays and his testing, and he put me in the hospital for 2 days to try to unravel why I had this horrible pain in my belly, because I couldn't even keep water down with having it, you know, having my stomach on fire. The conclusion was you have duodenitis, which is inflammation of the small intestine, and gastritis. You may have heard those terms, but perhaps from your physician. And my expertise, my undergraduate work was in biology and chemistry, so I always have the question of why. My anatomy, my physiology of and chemistry, biochemistry tells me there is a reason. If you are born as a healthy individual, all of the pieces of the puzzle fell into place, including your immune system, including your body's ability to heal and fix itself. And if something goes wrong, that's where you have to look first. And if that doesn't solve the problem, then you go from that point on. So get back to what occurred in my situation. My cousin told me, he said, you have to take this antacid. I said, well, that's true. I've been using baking soda, and you can't do that for a long period of time because your stomach needs to have acid in it to process food as well as absorb vitamins and minerals and nutrients from your diet. And he said, well, that's what you have to do. There's just no other way to do it. And I said, well, thank you very much. I appreciate your knowledge. I appreciate your help and your concern. But I'm going to look somewhere else because at the same time, I had been playing football and I was tackled. Now, this happened months before that. And I was tackled, broke my collarbone. And ever since then, I had had periodic stiff necks. You ever had a stiff neck? That's where you wake up in the morning, you don't know what happened, your head just doesn't want to turn. Not necessarily that painful, but the muscle spasm is just sticking. And then I would have pain and would radiate into my left shoulder. I said, do you have any idea that perhaps these two things are connected? Because I was in college and I was studying in anatomy and physiology. And body are told what to do with nerves. He said, no, Absolutely not. This is a problem that you ate something wrong that caused an inflammation and turned on these genes and yada, yada, yada. I said, well, I certainly do appreciate your help and your expertise, but I need to find out why. So I met a friend for lunch, and we discussed it, and he said, you know, Doc, at that time I wasn't Doc, I was Jim. He said, I went to a chiropractor. I had this problem with IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, and my medical physician basically told me the same thing. You have to live with all these drugs. So I went to the chiropractor. Chiropractor changed my diet and recommended some nutrients and some treatments. And 3 months later, I'm a new person. Not totally gone, but to the point where I can go to work, I can do what I want to do, and I'm relatively comfortable. I said, well, that sounds like a plan for me, because studying the body, studying the body's chemistry, you realize that you can't continuously dump in these caustic chemicals and have good health. So I went to the chiropractor. He gave me a couple treatments, made some suggestions for changes in the diet, and four weeks later, it was gone. And I was still working full-time, still going to college full-time. So it got me so excited that whenever I graduated from undergraduate work from the University of California, I went to the University of Palmer in Davenport, Iowa, and studied chiropractic. So that brings me up to 1995, because in 1995, I was involved in a car accident, and I was T-boned. If you know what that is, that's where somebody runs into the side of you, and it drove the armrest into my leg. Broke my kneecap, broke my hand, and a couple other issues, some bruised ribs. And as a result of that, 2 months later, I started having some symptoms that were really, really bizarre. I was still under chiropractic care, and I was still eating well and taking nutrients to help my body function at the best level it possibly can. And I started to get pain in my right shoulder. Now, you wouldn't relate right shoulder to what I'm going to tell you now, but my right shoulder hurt so bad it drove me to the ER, and believe me, this was over Thanksgiving. For me to go to the ER, I'm either out of it or in serious doo-doo, as they say. Well, the ER doc said, hey, I think you have a blood clot. I said, what? Why in the world would I have a blood clot? He said, well, let's do a CAT scan. So I cooperated with him. We did a CAT scan. That's why I was there. And lo and behold, that's what it was. So they put me in the intensive care unit, and the doc up there says, hey, make it through the night, and you got a pretty good chance. And I said, what? What are you talking about? This is just a blood clot. Just a blood clot. It took out part of your right lower lung. So he performed his magic, and here we are today. So he said, no, how do you think you're going to get through this? I said, well, I've been exercising. I've been taking my vitamins and minerals. I'm trying to eat right, trying to manage stress, exercise, all the things that keep people healthy. He said, well, I haven't seen one this bad for a while, so we'll see. And here we are. So the moral of the story is take care of yourself, reinforce, and feed the way your body heals itself. And when you stop and think about that, if you are the product of an egg and a sperm from your parents that unite, and then all of a sudden this wonderful process starts to occur that forms everything that you are, including puts your eyes where they're supposed to be, puts your stomach where it's supposed to be, puts your toes on the end of your foot. Now, sometimes there are some genetic mistakes. We understand that, but that's not the norm. Put your immune system in charge of defending you, because you cannot outlive your immune system. And you need to realize that and make some changes. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to educate what I have learned in the last 44 years of natural health care. Now, in no way, shape, or form am I going to say, I want you to discontinue what you're doing and only do this. I'm going to give you some suggestions to help reinforce healthier lifestyle patterns. Let me give you an example. Have you ever been in a situation, perhaps with COVID-19, you have had issues with employment? You know that gut feeling that you get when you don't know where your next paycheck's coming from? That's what I'm talking about. We want to explore ways for you to help put that fire out. And something as simple as making some dietary changes can help reinforce the healthy component of your body. Do you exercise on a regular basis? You know, you do not have to go out and join a fancy gym. Now, that's very nice. I go to a gym. Why? Because it's time efficient for me, and I'm able to do everything I need to do in that period of time. I can go at midnight if that's when I'm free, or I can go at 3 o'clock in the morning. But I do it on a regular basis. You don't have to do that. Something as simple as seated yoga or 2-pound weights seated. Of course, you want to make sure that your healthcare provider gives you the okay for it. That can make a difference in almost every situation, healthcare challenge. Exercise is beneficial. Yes, exercise is beneficial because it reinforces your immune system. Also, as a clinical nutritionist, white sugar and white flour are not your friend. I was attending a webinar the other day, and they were discussing some of the predispositions for dementia, for example. You know, one of the major components in the diet was large amounts of refined carbohydrates, consumption over years and years and years. White flour, white sugar, it is not your friend. So if you just reduce the amount of white sugar and white flour in your diet, you can do your immune system a tremendous, tremendous favor. So the power that creates the body heals the body. And that's the message that I want to let it leak through little by little by little. If I would have continued on the acid blockers and that kind of thing, good Lord knows where I would be today, because they are not designed for long-term use. It interferes with the way the body functions. Yes, the symptoms change, but no, it doesn't fix the problem. So we want to create or stimulate, I should say, a systematic way to stay healthy. So if I can help you through my experiences through this journey, then you've made my day. If you're not into healthier foods, we're going to do other programs that will help you make some better choices. If you just refuse to make some changes, then perhaps there's some supplements that can help make some changes for you. If you don't like water, there's some ways we can do that. Because, you know, in this webinar that I was talking about, even dehydration, and a lot of folks are dehydrated today because of some of the way that they're not replenishing the fresh water in their diet, then that can also trigger a cascade of events, which is not a healthy procedure. So, folks, basics always apply. So don't hesitate to email me, askingdrjim@gmail.com. Future references, I'll let you know what the schedule is for the upcoming events. And this has been an absolute pleasure, 44 years of sharing in 15 minutes. Have an amazing day.